full consciousness means that I can, the best way to explain it, the process we'll go through is called taking things into sleep. So in order to take something into sleep, you have to first form something very consciously. And then you have to form it in such a way that it has a sequence. When it has a sequence, you begin to wrap it into time. It's necessary for you to extend your consciousness in time. When you extend your consciousness in time and take it into sleep, it moves out of space into the imaginal, but you have structured it in time. Time is a code word in anthroposophy for the life body, the ether body. I have to organize my life forces in such a way that they become a vehicle for me to become aware of myself. Normally I'm not. My liver is just doing its thing. But I need to understand the consciousness of my liver doing its thing. And when I do, I begin to realize maybe I'm have a bit of melancholia in my life, or phlegma, or I have a personality trait. I begin to see something like that. And if I get interested in that and study that and place that in a mandalic form of what is the function of my liver? How does it operate? How does it go from day to night? And I begin to study it and take that into sleep as pictures. Then I start to have dreams that tell me of how I can heal that. I begin to see that maybe my parents had bad livers, and their parents had bad livers, and their parents had bad livers. When I have that experience and my parents come and say, oh yeah, I never talked about this, but you know, your grandfather died of a sclerosis of the liver, and you go, oh my God, wow, that's just what I've been researching. How did you know? That's a numinous experience, but you've made it conscious through your practice, and you recognize it, and it's a huge event for you because you realize that there is a reality in the spiritual world and that you are participating in it in a conscious way.